This is Mo the Third. Let's go. In my younger years, through the teens, young people didn't like me. At least that was my impression when, upon picking up or even looking at young children for too long, caused an otherwise peaceful child to burst into hysterics. Those fits of tears, great enough to result in that pained shortness of breath. Of late, however, this is not my lot. Thankfully, it hasn't been for a few years now. I can, and do, hold children and play with them, as many adults have done before me, and I've even been complimented on my way with children. Recently, I experienced another first, twice. I was visiting a friend and her family over the Easter weekend. A number of us, including my friend's young nieces and nephews, went for a hike to see a waterfall. After a short ride to the trailhead, our party disembarked and started that sometimes awkward shuffle in which a group arranges itself to hike the trail. As we're all deciding who we will want to walk with, about our topics, or who will be diverted by the same sights, and what hiking partner will walk fast or slow, as I will, we processed all that info. The tiniest set of fingers slipped into my hand. The just more than 2-year-old niece of my friend decided that she wanted to walk with me. At that moment, I felt like my heart expanded to fill my entire chest. Even now, when I think about it, I just want to hug her again. It didn't matter how fast or slow she wanted to walk. She could stop and look at anything she wanted, or nothing at all. We could have walked in total silence, or she could have never stopped talking. In that moment, she held me in the palm of her tiny hand. I felt a little like an escort, protecting a work of art. Only this beautiful little girl chose me. Not for any reasons I understand, but I also didn't ask. Sometimes the part that you can't explain is the part that makes it beautiful. Not long after, my own family was visiting from out of state. We were gathered at my parents' house. My aunt and her family were coming off of a 9-hour trip, and were a bit frayed. We were helping them get things out of their van, trekking back and forth across the street. My youngest cousin, also just over the 2-year mark, and I trudged sleepily up to the curb. At the same time, and without a word, she slipped her oh-so-small hand into my own. I tried to keep it together. I didn't want to make a big deal out of it. We'd only met that morning, but somehow, it's like nothing else matters. It reminds me of a soap bubble. So beautiful. So fragile. Let's go. This is Mo the Third. Check me out on Twitter, at Mo the Third, on Facebook, Mo the Third, and my blog, mothethird.blogspot.com. Thanks for listening.